They're a very unknown quantity, and even if we know what the substance is, the reaction they have on individuals can be completely different. When someone takes an illegal substance like cannabis, cocaine or heroin, when we know that, we have a very specific set of signs and symptoms that we know to look for, a treatment plan that we can put into place quite quickly. But the problem with these legal, so-called legalizers, because they're so unregulated, we just have no idea what we're going to. And we're seeing a whole range of things, from seizures to unconsciousness, to loss of bladder and bowel control, to hallucinations, psychosis and aggression. So it really is the whole range of things that you could expect to see. We're a very busy service, and these calls are certainly not helping reduce the demand, and they're not helping us get to the poorest patients the quickest that we can. But, you know, it also needs to be said that when people have taken these substances, they are very unwell, and actually a lot of them do need our services. Legal doesn't mean safe, it doesn't mean regulated, and it doesn't mean a known quantity. The fact that these are legal highs is purely because the legislation hasn't caught up yet to make them illegal, and until that happens, they can be sold in shops up and down the country, as is happening at the moment. I saw a patient on Saturday night who'd been hospitalised 3 times that day for legal high use. We go to patients regularly across the city centre, where we are seeing them on a daily, if not more than that, basis for their legal high usage, and making them incredibly vulnerable. But unfortunately, whilst they're available, they're cheap, and they're, you know, people are going to use them, and there needs to be a real, you know, effort to tackle them at the root, I think.